Well, hey there, handsome. I am so glad that you're finally here. No, you're not late. I'm just really giddy to have you over, is all. You know, cute fall date and whatnot. Yeah, that's. Now, as you are well aware by now, I take my fall activities very seriously. Well, outside of anything pumpkin spice related, because gross. This is what I have planned. Ta-da! I present to you tiny pumpkins and an unnecessary amount of paint and brushes to go with them. No, I'm not adorable. I am simply living out my fantasy of finally having a cute and cozy painting date. All that's missing is a scary movie in the background, and as you can see, I own plenty. I mean, horror has its own shelf. And I'm gonna let you pick out the movie. Yes, you. Look, I know that horror isn't exactly your thing, but I was thinking that maybe if you're the one to pick the movie out, then it won't be too scary for you. Yes, too scary. Because, as I recall, you're the one who mentioned how startled you can get sometimes. I mean, the last time that we watched one of these movies, you kept flinching each time you tried to grab my hand. I mean, it was cute, have no doubt. But then when you finally did grab my hand, you kept giving it a nice little squeeze every time there was a jump scare. I don't know, it felt like I was the one protecting you. Yes, protecting you from the big bad movie. Yes, the big bad scary movie. So, I don't know. Maybe if you pick out the movie, then you won't end up being quite as startled. Oh, is startled a strong word? What would you prefer I use then? Momentarily stunned. So, basically, another way of phrasing that would be, oh, I don't know, startled? I don't think I will shush. You can try all you like, but you know that I'm right. It's okay though. It's not like you don't protect me from things, so it's nice to return the favor for this one thing. Oh, you protect me from plenty. Big one is anytime we're spending the night together and there's like a lightning storm, you always hold me real close because you know that I get all jumpy during it. And then, of course, you saved me from that vicious, huge spider that was lurking around in the bathroom watching my every move. No. It was not tiny. It was huge. No, it wasn't. Anyway, the point is that you protect me from lots of things, so please, just let me have this one thing. Come on. Pretty please. Thank you. Okay, I am going to go put some newspaper down for the painting, so go and pick out a movie. Of course, I have a lot of horror movies. You've been over how many times, and what, you're just now realizing this? Fair enough. You actually haven't picked a scary movie out for us before, but take your time, no rush. You know, growing up, every year at my grandma's house with my cousins, we would all paint pumpkins during October. The older I got, the more I wanted to do this with someone else. Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that something stopped me. I wanted to save this idea for someone special. You know, someone that no matter what would leave a lasting impression on me. Yes, that is most definitely you. Oh, lucky you. Well, I'd say I'm the lucky one since you're the one who's putting up with my nonsense. It's not nonsense. Care to explain that one? So what? Because it's important to me, that cancels out the nonsense. Besides what? Wait, my face lights up when I talk about it? Okay, maybe you're the one that should shush. Oh, absolutely not. No, I was not mocking you. Well, maybe a little, just a smudge. Okay, I have got everything set up on the coffee table. Have you decided on a movie, or do you still need some time? That's what you want to watch? Cabin in the Woods? Yeah, no, of course that's all right. It's just not what I was expecting you to pick. Great movie, though. An excellent choice, but why is that the one you picked? I'm just curious. Of course, it's because you saw Chris Hemsworth's name. You are too cute. Also, you did manage to pick out like one of five movies that feature zombies that I actually enjoy. I mean, it's not that I don't like zombies. I just find them very underwhelming. I mean, they can be a bit boring because even though realistically the idea is absolutely terrifying, but movie-wise, it just kind of gets repetitive, you know? I guess in a way, I am lactose and zombient. Wait. No, please. Please. I am begging you, please forget that I just said that. Yes, I am well aware of what lactose means. Ugh, dumb bitch brain is at it again, and proving once again that I have like two functioning brain cells. No, don't look at me. Let me hide my face in shame. Don't you hate now me? Ugh, what? Fine, I will allow you to wrap your arms around me as long as you aren't about to make this worse. You love me and all two of my brain cells. Thank you. You really know all the proper things to say, don't you? I'm cute. Well, as long as I'm cute, well, cute I'm fine with. I'm fine with cute. Maybe one more kiss. You know, just to get the point across of how cute you truly find me to be. Yes, I am most definitely ready to start painting. Okay, let me go pop in the movie and then we can start. Alrighty, all good to go. Oh, you already have your colors picked out and everything. Well, isn't someone excited? Well, of course I'm excited, but it just, I don't know, it makes me happy to see that you're not like forced to do this. I've actually been thinking about what I want to paint like all week. And of course, I'm going more down the horror route, whereas you're probably going more casual. You know, thank you again for doing this with me. It means a lot that, you know, you even showed an interest in it. You did it because of my smile. The smile right here. I must have a pretty cute smile then. Oh, the cutest. Well, you have an equally cute smile. I am so glad that I got two bottles of white and black since it seems that color is what we're both going for. Although, unlike you, I am painting the entire pumpkin white to get the best results for what I want to do. Using the white to line with the black. Well, now I'm curious what you're doing. Was it a weird first scene? I mean, how strange. How strange indeed. Maybe I am smirking just a little bit. I don't know. I'm just, I know I'm being very picky about, you know, all the white, but I want it to look very nice, so I'm trying not to get the little stem on top. I'm a little precise. I mean, I've always been like that. I used to, amongst my cousins, I would always be the one that took the longest because I wanted it just right. Yes, even though it's gonna be funny when you see the end results, because you're just gonna be like, and you needed to be precise because why? Yes, that is very much so, because trust me, just trust me, that's how it's gonna be, and it's fine, we will get through it. Okay, and now to let the white paint dry. Now, what are you doing over there? Things. Wait a minute. Are you painting a spider web? Maybe. Okay, let me guess. Spider-Man. Another maybe. That must mean a yes, especially since you're trying to hide the smile that's attempting to escape right now. It's cute. Plus, it's like still all spooky in a way, but also very much you. Of course I like that. I mean, I want you to paint what you want to paint. That's the whole point of this. It's supposed to be an expression of, you know, what we want. Oh, you should have painted me. What? Okay, let's be real. If you were to paint me, you would just, because you're you, you would probably do like a little stick figure. Yes, you would absolutely do a stick figure. Because you know I would look at it and laugh, and you like making me laugh. Question is, would you draw yourself in it? See, you keep saying maybe. Oh my god, no. Please do not add stick figures of us. I'm begging you. Between that and the spider web, you know what? No. If that's what you want to do, do that. I'm begging you, please do not make a joke and give me huge boobs, because I know you would likely do that. Just put a stick figure and then just put two big circles in the middle, you know? Oh no, 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 you would so do that. Stop saying maybe. You're such a pain in the butt. No, I do not currently have any plans for Halloween. I figured, you know, I'd do what I did last year, just horror movies and eating the candy that no one trick-or-treated for. Yeah, every year I get candy to hand out, expecting kids to show up, but they never do, and then I end up eating all of it. You want to join me this year? Of course I don't mind. I didn't think you'd want to, so, you know, that's why I didn't even ask myself. Well, I know I can ask. I don't know. You've already done so much this month that I didn't want to, like, be a bother. But now thinking about it, I know you would probably do it anyway, so I know this looks really ridiculous for me. I don't know, it's my favorite holiday, and I get really giddy, and I'm very specific on what I do. Yes, like the pumpkin, I am precise. Why do you think I already have movies picked out? I could very easily be a spur-of-the-moment kind of person. Ugh, okay, fine. The thing is, I actually watch the same four movies every year. Well, I always start the day with Hocus Pocus, and then I watch both of Rob Zombie's Halloween movies, and then I will end the night with Trick or Treat. You know of Hocus Pocus. Okay, well, fair warning, the Rob Zombie movies are a bit graphic and brutal, while Trick or Treat, oh, Trick or Treat, it has my heart. Yes, Trick or Treat has just the cutest little serial killer that ever was. Yes, he is adorable, and I claim him as my son. Yes. I claim him as my son, all because he's, so adorable and whatnot. He just, I don't know, when you see him, it's gonna be like, oh, he's so cute. It doesn't matter that, he's doing these things to people. But to be fair, they should just follow the rules. Yes, the rules. You'll see. But mostly the point is he's adorable, and I always am just like, grinning from ear to ear whenever I see him because of how cute he is. No, not like me. Nice try, though. Okay, do not judge me for what I am about to do. I am going to be pouring a bunch of red paint onto this plate. To splatter against the pumpkin, to make it look like blood. Just splatter, splatter, just pshh, pshh. Yes, pshh, pshh. I'm pretty sure that's very close to a Star Wars sound, but I'd like to think the splatter sound just goes pshh, just stop looking at me like that. No, stop it. I want it to make it look like blood, so I just, that's what I'm doing. Of course I am. What are you implying there? Wait. I'm your little lunatic. I mean, there are worse pet names to be called. Yes, you can tell me anything. Okay, and what are these two things? Wait, really? I've made you enjoy Halloween more? Okay. Well, that just made my heart flutter just a little bit. I was actually worried that you would find my excessive love for it just to, be a bit much, but you've watched movies with me, and you've actually shown an interest in the things I enjoy about it. I don't. It makes me happy. Well, I'm glad that I make you happy. You make me quite happy as well. I mean, it's almost like I'm glad that I met you or something. Yeah, or something. Oh, what was the second thing that you wanted to say? I've got red paint on my face. Did I splatter it that excessively? Oh, just a bit. Well, now we're matching. Yes, maybe. Yeah, I did fling paint on your face. Excuse you? No, what was that? Yes, that's exactly it. I did hear you. Was that a negative, disparaging remark? Let me process this. Okay. It doesn't make your face look any worse. You are aware that I find you incredibly attractive, right? Like, I'm over here thinking about how cute you are. Huh. I am too. Yes, really. I mean, just look. When I glance over and I see you painting that pumpkin, your brows are kind of like arched, you know, like you're trying to make it look all nice and you're delicate with each stroke of the paint. You look cute when you do that. Plus, you keep squinting your eyes each time you apply the white paint. I don't know, I notice things, and I mean, how could I not notice when, again, you were just so darn cute? It's almost frustrating how cute you are. You know what? In fact, no. Stop painting for a moment. Yeah. Oh, you'll see. It's okay. It's okay. Just relax. It's fine. I am just going to sit on your lap for a moment, so just play along and don't think about it too much. Yes, I am sitting on your lap. Again, don't think about it too hard. Yeah, I thought the wording was pretty nice myself. Okay, here we go. What does it feel like I'm doing? I am painting on your cheek. Because. Yes, because. I'm not focusing that hard. Shush. Let me do this. Okay, it's like surgery. I gotta get it just right. Yes. Stop. No, don't laugh. Just stop. Relax your face. Okay. And there. Now you have a little heart on your cheek to show that someone, specifically me, to show that I adore your face. Yes. I painted a heart. You guess. I mean, you're not wrong. You did take my heart. Yeah, you did. And you got proof on your cheek to show for it, considering... No, just consider it twice the love. Here, let me get a picture. Really? That's what you have to say? Look, I know it's not anatomically correct, but you get the point. Come on, I'm being all cute. I must get points for that. I mean, you can let this one thing slide, right? Oh, maybe for one more kiss. I will give you all the kisses that you want. How does that sound? Okay, I was not expecting you to flip me over onto my back, but you know what? Hey, would you look at that? You know, at this rate, you're gonna miss the movie. I mean, as long as you're okay with it. I don't mind staying like this for a while. After all, I mean, it just means I get to look at that face of yours up close. What are you doing? Oh, jeez. What sweet nothings could you possibly whisper in my ear right now? I'm beautiful. Okay. Oh, and sexy. Wow. How could you possibly top it off after that? Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready. Wait. Wait, no. No, you did not just say that. Cannibalism? You truly say the sexiest things. You know that? You did all that just to make me smile again. Anything, huh? You know, I really, really, really do enjoy this position, but we do have all night to engage in plenty of activities. You just want to look at me? And brush the hair out of my face? And pretty much do everything right? Nothing. Just thank you for being you. It was necessary. I mean, I felt it was necessary, so why not say it? Yeah, I'm always happy that you're you, because you make me happy, and you are spectacular, and you're great, and you're amazing, and yes, I can make a list. You're you. And that seems to be everything that I need right now. No, not just right now, okay, you know what I mean. You're what I need. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's finish painting those pumpkins, because I would really love to set them out front tonight. Oh, wait. A boop on the nose just because... So, boop. Okay, now I can get back to painting. Also, I expect that heart to stay on your face for the rest of the night. I want you to be reminded, just in case you feel down or anything, just that I adore your face. I heart that face. Yes, I did make a heart symbol with my hands. It made you smile. See, I can make you smile too, right? See, this is a good back and forth, so we're good. I would do anything to make you smile. Just like you do anything to make me smile. And yes, that includes watching what you want to watch next month once Halloween is over. Yes, Halloween lasts a month, I know. But you know what? It's gonna be fine. We have just a few more days and then it will be over. I mean, I'll still be watching scary movies, but, you know, I can watch anime, I can watch Disney movies, I can watch Marvel, I could, you know, do everything. Yes, because October is only appropriate for spooky and horror and, you know, all things Halloween. Fine. I am adorable. But I will only accept that if you admit that you are also equally adorable. Really? You have to think about it that hard? Come on. Please. Please just admit it. For me? You always say that, you know, you want to make me smile. This would make me smile. I know I'm already smiling, but again, it's because I'm noticing how adorable you are. So just, you know, admit that you're adorable. Yes, you are. Yeah. Yeah, so you can get one more kiss. Okay. Ready to go back to painting? That does mean you have to get off of me now. Yeah. Don't worry. There's plenty of time to try out that again. So just I'm not getting flustered. Shush. Come on, let's go paint. Yeah. Yes.